Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are watching shares of Robinhood just getting punished in this session, down nearly 10%, dipping well below that IPO price of $38 a share. This coming on the back of the trading platform's quarterly results. They missed on the top and bottom lines, largely dragged down by a slowdown in crypto trading. We saw total revenue coming in at $365 million. But out of the transaction-based revenue, less than a fifth of that came from crypto trading. Let's bring in Devin Ryan, JMP Securities Senior Research Analyst. Devin, it's good to talk to you today. You know, in many ways, Vlad Tenev had kind of messaged this even before they went public to say that peak that we saw in January from GameStop, and then, of course, in the second quarter, the company would struggle to keep at those levels moving forward. Why do you think we're seeing such a sell-off on the back of that, given that that was pretty well messaged?
Yeah, you're right. It was well messaged. You know, I think Robinhood's a name where there's always excitement around it, right, in all directions. And so you're seeing that again today. But the reality is, yeah, third quarter shouldn't be surprising to people. A seasonally slow quarter, typically. The trading results that they reported were less than a percent away from our model. So really on top of what we had been thinking, because, you know, we were looking at the data around equities and also around crypto. And, you know, Dogecoin was a huge driver of activity in the second quarter. That dropped precipitously in the third quarter. And the reality is that, you know, the first half of activity wasn't sustainable. I don't think many people thought it was sustainable, but, you know, Robinhood rode the roller coaster up, you know, I think higher than some others. And so they're coming down a little bit more in the third quarter. The bigger question, and I think we're talking to investors and our clients about, is what's the outlook going forward? You know, everyone's trying to understand, what does normalization in trading look like? Where are people going to engage, whether it's in equities or crypto? And what does that imply for both activity, new user account growth? And then, you know, longer term, you know, the story around kind of the development of other products and services. So that's where, you know, I think people are focused. But the fourth quarter guidance, I would argue, is a little bit disappointing. And so then it's a question of, was that conservatism because they don't want people out over their skis like they were in the third quarter for whatever reason? Or are they actually, you know, truly seeing maybe something different in their customer cohort where things are a little bit slower? I think it's the former, that, you know, they're being conservative and that the environment, you know, potentially could be decently better as the quarter progresses. But that's, you know, something that has to play out here.
Yeah, out over their skis is a fair way to categorize it, I think, here, because the miss was rather large, 364.9 versus 423 million. I mean, it's a big gap there in terms of where the street was. But when you look at, I guess, overall funded accounts, too, when we're talking some of that Doge boost there, actually down from the prior quarter to 22.4 million. I mean, when you think about maybe catalyst out there, right, and we've been hearing maybe a few in terms of drawing back the retail crowd, which Robinhood is much more dependent on. I mean, you got Shiba Inu coin out there, potentially, and you got their wallets coming, which I think is actually a service that could boost some maybe crypto native users. So, I mean, how important is that to look ahead to those Q4 numbers?
Yeah, I think Shiba's a good example. You know, they haven't launched that yet. I think it's something that's probably being looked at. You look at Coinbase as an example. Over the last 24 hours, I think Shiba was like 25% of their volume. So, you know, it could be material. I think the company has to think about, you know, what coins, you know, they want on the platform and why. But bigger picture, you know, the crypto opportunity, even at Robinhood, is more than just trading individual coins. And I think you just hit on the head kind of the important point. You know, as they launch this wallet in the coming weeks, you know, that's going to open the door to a lot more connectivity into the crypto ecosystem. And I think there's going to be a lot of other product launches around that. And none of those are modeled. None of those are in, I think, the valuation. And so that's the opportunity with Robinhood. Clearly, trading's important today. It's going to ebb and flow. It was quieter in the third quarter. But the bigger picture here is, what type of connectivity do they get launching new products? You know, 25% of their clients are now using their cash management product, tremendous momentum on their IPO access product. You know, they're rolling out other, you know, products like fully paid securities lending, over time in a Roth retirement accounts. And there's numerous more. And so I would just say that, you know, this past 3 months, slower trading activity, it was the most active 3 months of new product development that Robinhood's ever had. And that's, to me, the bigger picture. But You know, it's kind of that near-term versus long-term dynamic, and people already care about the short-term volumes.
So, Devin, you've got a $58 price target on the stock. It's trading at $35 a share right now. Those new products that you just alluded to right now, is that what's going to get you to that number?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that this is not going to be a smooth line. It never is. And again, kind of goes back to, you know, trading is inherently volatile. It's inherently tough to predict. And, you know, Robinhood stock, you know, is going to have some correlation with that. And you're going to have the ebb and flow of good quarters of trading and more active. And by the way, the social media connectivity that we saw in the first half of the year, that retail community that came together, those aren't one-time things. You know, they're hard to predict. But I think that the trends that drove that, you know, GameStop and Dogecoin, they continue today, and they're going to be with us. You know, social media and financial services are interconnecting in a way that we haven't seen before. And so tough to predict, but that's part of it, that there's going to be more activity. There's going to be more users over time because the baseline is moving higher. But then, yes, I do think that they will be able to add more products and services. They have 22.5 million customers today, which is many more than the majority of their peers. They have a huge balance sheet, which is underappreciated. So a lot of cash to either invest in new growth or actually do even sizable M&A that no one's modeling. And so, you know, I like to think about these disruptive platforms as, you know, people are looking at what they know, and that's how they're valuing them and how they're modeling them. And the reality is there's going to be a lot that's launched here over the next, you know, 6 months to a year that, you know, we're probably not even thinking about today or is not in our model. And so, you know, that's optionality here. You know, probably even above and beyond the way we're thinking about it. So it's not going to be a smooth line, but we feel good about the longer term trajectory of what they're building.
Yeah, a lot of potential catalysts in the pipeline. Devin, appreciate you stopping by today. Devin Ryan, JMP Securities Senior Research Analyst.